It all starts with heart. Put it into everything you do and extraordinary things happen. 500,000 people are changing their lives every day with Anytime Fitness. That's 500,000 hearts beating as one. Join them. From cardio to strength, free weights to functional, all Anytime Fitness clubs contain the most up-to-date equipment that suits all fitness levels and any workout goal. With your Anytime Fitness membership, you have access to our clubs all over the world. Give your fitness fix 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you are. Anywhere, anytime. Here's a special offer. Mention this radio show and receive 50% off your joining fee and the rest of the month for free. So what are you waiting for? For more information or to join the Anytime movement, pop into the Geelong City, Highton, Leopold or Drysdale gyms or text the letters FNR and your name to 0477 225 518, and our membership consultant will get back to you. Anytime Fitness, looking after your health and fitness, anytime, anywhere.
Club Focus. Welcome back to the Geelong Region Soccer Show, and you are now listening to the Club Focus segment. And on the line is the president of our featured club for this week, Drysdale Soccer Club, Steve Fleming. Steve, how are you?
Tonchi, I'm well, mate. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And, mate, lots been happening down your neck of the woods, and we're going to talk a fair bit about that. But firstly, Steve, before we do, let's go get to know you a bit. You are an active player, as well as the president of the club, which is always a hard thing to do, to juggle those two things. But what is your history now, great game, and what brought you to the Drysdale Soccer Club in the first case?
Look, I've got a proud footballing history of mediocrity. I've been pretty average for a very long time, and I was just reflecting, actually, it's most unfortunate. Most people who've played as long as I have actually get quite good, and I haven't. I grew up playing soccer, started when I was very young, but back in my day, and you'd remember this, you had under sixes, under sevens playing on a half pitch. It was a very big pitch, and you didn't see the ball very often. I think I spent most of my time swinging off the goals at the back of the pitch. That was for the mighty Mwulumbah Rangers in country New South Wales, and I played there till I went off to uni. I stopped playing for about 10 years then, and my wife sort of gave me a kicking a while back and said, you need to get active again. So I did pick up a game in Melbourne. I played with Monash for a few years. I had the proud honour of playing in Monash's fifth team, their fifth men's team.
Out of how many teams?
Out of five. and then I moved to Geelong with work, and I had a run with Barwon. I played with them for a couple of years, retired for the second time, feeling I was too old and sore. And then I got lured into play with Drysdale by Jeff Briggs and Craig Plummer about 7 or 8 years ago, and I've been there ever since.
Good old Jeff Briggs. What's Jeff doing these days?
Too much.
He was down there on the weekend. We saw old Jeff down there, down at Drysdale. Now, Steve, we know you're the president of the club. So what are some of the day-to-day, week-to-week activities of a president of a local club? Is it a busy role, or do you leave most of the hard work to the club secretary and the other committee?
The club secretary, I heard, does nothing down there. Is that true?
He's a fame shirker. Everybody knows that. I think one of the interesting aspects of the president's role is you really don't know what's going to come up from day to day, week to week, because the regular stuff, you've kind of got someone to sort out. So I generally find the stuff that pops up day to day for me is the stuff that doesn't actually belong to anyone else. Day to day, I mean, that's the beauty of any good club, is there's a whole army of people who just make things happen and get things done. And they're the ones who really take care of the day-to-day stuff. The club's gotten big enough now, there's no way anyone can be across all of it. Mm. So I tend to get involved when it doesn't actually fall into anyone else's lap or we're not quite sure what to do with it.
Mate, why did you take on the role of the president? Like, did you have a vision or a desire to change something or do something or just continue the good work that has been done over the last, say, 10 years, but what is your vision for the Drysdale Soccer Club? I guess both personally and collectively your committees.
Well, I sort of fell into the role. I hadn't actually been on a committee before. I'd been involved in some of the subcommittees, but a couple of people had approached me over the years and I sort of went, no way, that's a massive job. We're not taking that on. But we sort of found ourselves about 6-12 months ago, recognising that our previous president, Tins, Rory Campbell, who put in a heroic stint, 4 or 5 years in the role, was stepping down, and we didn't actually have a clear successor. And as I sort of talked to people and looked around, it was a bit of angst about it. We sort of thought, geez, what are we going to do here? And then I reflected on it a little bit, and I thought about where I was professionally. And two of my my key professional skills are leadership development and strategy. And I thought, there's a real opportunity to practice that in a really different arena here. There's something in this for me. But underneath that, probably more importantly, I really care about the club. It's become a home to me and my family, and I think of it as a big old extended family. And there's so much potential in it, and I couldn't resist, to be honest. Once the opportunity arose, I knew I had to get into it.
Now, tell us. You talk. You're the guest.
I was just going to talk to the vision question you asked. Yeah, of course. And I think what I sort of saw was a club that was in a space of transition. And it had some of the growing pains associated with that. Where my read would be that they were transitioning from what you might call a small family business model, where a couple of people kind of do everything, to a commercial scale entity where it's actually too big and you really need an organisation and a more professional approach. So my vision there personally was to try and support the club in that growth and help professionalise that leadership and also help us figure out who we are and what's really important to us. As I said, I think we're in a bit of a transition point, Drysdale, and we've got to take a look at ourselves and where we've come from and where we're going. And I really wanted to be part of that and make sure we did that really well and had a really clear vision of what our future is.
Mm. Tell us a bit more about Drysdale. We know you've recently celebrated your 10-year anniversary, in fact, just last Sunday. How was the club formed and what changes has it experienced over all those years, including a name change, I believe?
Yeah, well, the club started, our old mate Jeff Briggs we were talking about before, I think he's generally accepted as the guy behind it. He had some able helpers. A lot of your listeners probably know Everett Nelson, a bit of a local football personality who's involved as well. About 10 years, well, obviously 10 years ago, a bit more then, Jeff and some of his friends and local footballing tragics formed a small club. And it was, I think at that point, two men's teams when they first rolled out. Since then, it's grown and grown. We've added a small junior program, which has grown into a not-so-small junior program, just shy of 200 members in the junior space at the moment for us. And we've added a senior women's team. We even had a master's team for a while. And a couple of years ago, the greatest change, this is our second year now, we've actually got a home. So we've gone from a small team of a couple of mates, two teams, to a reasonably decent-sized community club.
Now, Steve, last weekend we had our celebration of 10 years. I keep saying we. It's most of the time I've got guests on here that aren't my club. But, we celebrated our 10 years of existence and the announcement of the team of the decade and a function down at the grounds. Tell us all about what you saw of the day.
There's some days when it really sort of moves me, I must admit, having the opportunity to be involved in something like this. And when you can really reflect on something that goes from something so small to something quite significant, in between sort of 250, 300 members, depending on who you ask and when. And we can see days like Sunday when you really get to see it come to life. And one of the exciting things about Sunday, the symbolic aspect of that, and one of the reasons we chose that day to be our 10-year anniversary and our sponsors' day, was it was a day where our junior program played in the morning and it backed straight onto our senior men's immediately after that. This is the first year we've had under-14s teams in both boys and girls. And so we're now actually within sight of a complete life cycle as a club. And it's immensely exciting for us where our junior program has been small and growing and growing, but we're actually not that far from a point where those juniors will come and play football with our seniors. Mm. And in fact, we celebrated, one of the awards we celebrated on the weekend was a very special award for Katie Hodge, the first player to actually transition from our junior program to play senior football. So for me, days like Sunday, that 10-year celebration day, we also were able to get a lot of older sort of alumni from the club who previously played for us. A lot of the members of the team of the decade were able to show up and be there. It's a chance to reflect and see how far we've come and what we've achieved and what a special group of people we've collected along the way that we think of as our club family.
Now, Drysdale is recognised in the Geelong community for having a really strong female involvement, both on and off the park. And what are some of the initiatives that have been undertaken to make Drysdale such a female-friendly club?
There are initiatives that we do run without a doubt. I think some of you, again, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be familiar with the Soccer Mums program.
Mm.
Huge fan of that. It's another way to really encourage mums and females to get out and about. I guess most mums are females, to get actively involved in the sport and make those social connections. But I think rather than calling out specific initiatives, there's probably two things I'd call out, or three things. One being, my view at least, and I'm obviously biased, one of Drysdale's great strengths is the social aspect of the club. and the way that we spend together as a group of friends and that's the pseudo family. And one of the things we've done ever since the female team started, the girls team a few years ago when they first kicked off, would make sure that they felt part of that social network and part of that family. So there wasn't a bit of a divide. And I've played at other clubs where that is a thing, where you have the blokes are over there and the girls are over there and they don't really sort of connect. For us, ever since day one, it's been one big group of friends connecting around that. Second thing I would say, and it seems like such an obvious thing, but it requires constant vigilance, making sure we recognise that all our senior teams are equally important and we need to invest heavily in both, whether it's the men's or the women's, whether it's new match balls, whether it's the focuses of our technical resources, whether it's prioritising social events. We have to make sure we're always considering that every team is important, and whether it's men's, women's, juniors, seniors, they're all equally important. The final thing I would call out is the membership of our committee. We have a lot of fantastic female contributors on our committee, and I think that helps keep us balanced as well. The final thing I'll observe, these stats are a little bit out of date. I expect it's more than this, but we quoted about just under 40% of our membership were female. But I think it's going to go up. I think if we were to check that today, it'd be higher than that.
Wow.
I'll check that when I get home, Steve.
Yeah, please do, Shizzy.
Now we're now in our second season down at Drysdale, down at the Drysdale Sporting Precinct. How do you feel once we're, you know, now that we've had the move down to there and we're out of Howard Glover Reserve? What sorts of things now do you think our club can provide the soccer community with the new surroundings?
It was such a great feel. It was almost euphoric, to be honest. And as I said, it's one of those things that still gets me every now and then. And you look out over the fields and the lights are on at night and it's just green. It's a little bit muddy at the moment, but normally it's just beautiful green. It feels like such a gift to be able to have that. When we came from not having much at all, I can remember when I first started, we rented one pitch off Surfside down the bottom of the hill. I think it's a footy pitch now. We had to roll our goals out every week, and we didn't have a change room. There was a shed where they used to store their line marking equipment, and that was where one of the teams got changed. We were lucky enough to get access to Howard Glover for a long time, and that was really helpful for us. But there's only one side of the pitch had lights when we were there, so you couldn't really train very well. And the juniors were usually training in primary school halls and things. So the really basic stuff is we now can train. We can have our juniors training on grass rather than in whatever local primary school is kind enough to let us use their facilities. We can host night games, which significantly increases our capacity as a club for how many games we can run. We can host local events like the Absolute Soccer Clinics that are running during the school holidays. And we can even take overflow from other clubs. For example, the recent junior halves, we took overflow from Surfside and had a significant number of teams playing on our pitches. Soccer Mums is another example of something we can look after. And we've actually, in our committee, I mean, there's so many cool things we'd like to do. We're actually talking about potentially hosting Sevens next year. It's been a while since we had an off-season competition in the region. We used to have a bit of futsal running out of the Bellarine Aquatic Centre, but it's been a while since that happened. So that's the kind of things we'd like to do.
I know that
one more thing to add there, sorry, is we're actually in Drysdale. The club's been in existence for 10 years, but it wasn't until year 9 that we could actually say, you can come down the road and see us. We're only 2-3 minutes away. And we're talking to our sponsors and our partners. We're actually in our home.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Absolutely. I remember the years gone by where, you know, Drysdale was based in East Geelong, Howard Glover Reserve, and it just made things so difficult, particularly for the junior side. And speaking of the juniors, I know that the club is very proud of its junior program, which you just said, but several players also took part in the recent Victorian Country Championships from Drysdale. So but tell us a bit more about the junior environment of the club and what it hopes to provide to junior players in the region in years to come.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me just say how incredibly proud we are of our kids that are successful in being selected for those teams and for the whole region, to be honest, and the volunteers that support those programs. What an amazing day and what an amazing set of results. I'm incredibly proud of how well our kids went. The junior program for us at Drysdale is probably one of the single most important focuses for the committee. It's also quite a new space for us. It's evolving year on year as you try to figure out what we do with these kids that keep getting older. If I was to talk about our junior program, the first objective that we start with is, again, a really obvious and really basic one. It's got to be a welcoming and safe environment for kids and parents. And that's got to be the foundation we start from. When we have that in place, and I think we do have that in place, we then work on the quality. And that's a big opportunity for us. We've had a lot of discussion around what that looks like. We're talking potentially about dedicating a role within our committee or a subcommittee to that next year to make sure our coaches are supported. The reality of community football is most of our junior coaches, the vast majority are parents who stepped up to try and help their kids and support the club. And the quality of the coaching you get then is, to be honest, it's potluck. there's never a question about the heart, the people who give their heart and soul into it, but they don't always have the technical expertise that you might want to see in your junior program. I actually feel we've been quite blessed, and I feel the Gisele junior program has punched above its weight in terms of resourcing, in terms of the success we've had and the number of times our teams have made finals. But that's a tribute to the quality and the hard work those parents have put in. In future, we want to be looking at things like Absolute Soccer and other similar programs. We want to be looking at the local A-League clubs to see what we can do, to what partnerships we can leverage to increase the technical input into what is a welcoming and safe environment that our members and our kids really want to stay with.
Great stuff, mate. Great stuff.
Yeah. Steve,
well, can I just add one last thing I should add to that?
Sure, mate.
The whole point of that is we've got under 14s this year. We need to get under 16s and we need to see them come into our senior space. That's really what we want. We want to see our kids wearing the same shirt. I want to see my son, who's eight, wearing the same shirt I'm wearing playing for Drysdale.
And let's hope he's got a little bit more skill than you have.
God, he must. He must, mate.
We love you, Daniel. Now, Steve, we've got to just about call it quits there. We've got to wrap it up a bit. But just thought I'd give you the last chance to drop anything else you want to say about the Drysdale Soccer Club and your involvement.
Well, look, thanks, Shiz. First of all, thanks to you guys for having me on. It's a real privilege to be able to get on and have a chat with you blokes. And it's a privilege to have a role like this where I can see, I've really got a line of sight on, as I mentioned before, the army of volunteers that make something like this work. And I've got to say, you know, this role and roles like it, committee roles, subcommittee roles, they're tiring. They're hard work and you're doing it after work. But I've got to say, I tell you what, geez, it's rewarding and it's so uplifting to see the results of what you do. So I would say I genuinely encourage anyone out there who's considered it, check into your local club and get involved. Not only are you going to make a difference to something bigger than yourself, it improves the lives of your fellow committee members, you're going to get a sense of satisfaction and purpose out of it, second to none.
Fantastic. Thanks, mate. We really appreciate your time and wishing you all the very, very best collectively as a club and you as its head. We wish you all the best for the next 10 years and after that and after that. And Andrew wants to say one more thing because he always wants to have the last word when it comes to Drysdale.
Well, I just want to say I'll take off my presenter's hat here and put on my member's hat. But
I
just want to say on behalf of all the members that thanks for the fantastic job you do, Steve. We all genuinely do love you and, it is one big family and you're doing a fantastic job. So
hang on, he's
keep
been
it up.
In the job for only 6 months. Say when he's been in the job for 2 years at least, all right? You've got another 18 months in the job at least, all right, Steve? So no finishing at the end of the year.
Nobody write that down, blokes, but thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
No worries,
and,
Steve.
And what you guys are doing. This program's great.
Good on you, mate. You're a legend. Thank you very much. Steve Fleming, the president of the – which club was that again?
Drysdale Soccer Club.